Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Hey, bitch, what is your whole deal? Hey, bitch, just tell us how you feel. You wished for a sign from above. Well, here's a podcast about boy sex, fucking, dating, and love. Seek treatment if you're boring as fuck. Seek treatment if you're unlucky in love. Seek treatment if you just can't take a hint. Well, seek treatment with Kat and Pat.
Hey, it's Kitty Cat Cappuccino
and Pat Cappuccino, and this is Seek Treatment,
a podcast about
boys, sex, fucking, dating, and love. But is it?
You know, it's so funny. Iced coffee, overrated. It's like I try to be TikTok for 1 second. Look at this shit.
Well,
disgusting.
Homemade iced coffee is overrated, and that's what Gen Z doesn't quite get. They haven't latched onto. Like, they don't get what's good about iced coffee, and they don't understand that they're not really capturing it and they're like homemade.
It's like crazy. Everyone on TikTok, it's like Gen Z, they all have like real kitchens and like frothers for their milk. It's enough already.
My Gen Z sister like struggles with like homemade iced coffee, but it's like you just have to let them run through that. The fields and work through their stuff. Hey,
it's
mom,
not at all stirring. It looks so bad. Why does the almond milk do that to me?
You know, I'm over almond milk.
So am I. I'm back to, you know, regular though. In my old age of 30, my stomach is crazy all the time. Every day it's like, where is this going? Up or
where
down?
Is the, every day it's like, where's the beef?
Literally, you saw me on Strava. I ran in the park first mile, fastest I ever did. If you're asking, about 10 minutes. Then second, which is incredibly fast for those in the know. Second mile, I was literally gagging. I was dry heaving. I was just nauseous. I don't know why.
Well, maybe because you ran the first mile really hard.
Wow, love that. Maybe I'm proud.
You know, we're recording this early, so I'm still waking up.
No,
so
for listeners, I'm asleep right now.
But what's so cool and what's an amazing experience for listeners is that they're going to witness the natural miracle of birth, kind of. And when I say the natural miracle of birth, I mean the natural miracle of waking up while you're doing a podcast and kind of gaining consciousness second by second.
I'm picturing like a little baby, like elephant crawling out of its mom. Like that's me right now.
Oh my god, that makes me think of like
Ace Ventura.
Of course. Was he naked for that?
He was probably naked for that.
Yeah, it's so crazy how you remember who was naked when you were little.
Wait, I've been listening. Okay, I too like just woke up. I was awake, then I was asleep. It's a classic tale as old as time. You think you're up, and then you pass back down. You pass away for a moment. But I've been listening to this new podcast that you would love, that a girl at a park hang told me about. And it's called Something Was Wrong. And it's about this girl who's like engaged to this guy who seems too good to be true. And it turns out, honey, he is. Do you like that?
Was it a scripted podcast?
No, I mean, it's like, not true crime, but it's real.
Oh, that sounds good, yeah. Okay. Except it sounds a little bit like Netflix, like movie in a way that I don't like. Do you know what I mean? Every Netflix movie is about a woman who like thinks it's too good to be true, and it is.
I've never seen a Netflix movie.
I only see Netflix movies. I watched
Which
it
one?
I watched it last night, girl. Well, first of all, you promised me, girl, that I would love.
You didn't like it?
It Follows. I hated it every second of it.
Are you kidding?
That's the epitome of what I don't think is scary and don't connect with. It's like, girl follows you walking, and it's like,
that's
she's
literally
not
the
real.
Only thing that scares me.
It's like, isn't it so scary that she's not real? It's like, no, it's not scary to me that she's not real.
She's real in that moment. Why isn't she real in that moment? She's there.
It's always like literally this girl with like bad hair, like, and bad eye makeup, and like naked, huge bush walking slowly towards, and you're supposed to be horrified by that. Like, well, I think bushes are beautiful and natural.
I don't know if it's the bush I run from. It's the. Those okay. Well, I'm sorry. I loved It Follows, but that's okay.
Anyways, I watched a Netflix original film last night, starring my best friend Jake Gyllenhaal, and it was called The Guilty. The Guilty. Well, can I spoil it? Is that like okay?
Do you think I would like it?
No, I didn't even like it. Okay. Even though it's one of my favorite genres, which is 911 call operator.
Oh, I don't like that because they're too like stationary.
I for some reason don't mind them being stationary. And my favorite one is the Halle Berry one where it's I forget what it's called, but like she's talking to a girl in a trunk and she's like, I'm gonna get you out of there, okay, baby girl. And she's like, I don't know. I just think Halle Berry does a good job in that. But this one was Jake Gyllenhaal, and
he did so many things, we can admit it.
Wait, what'd you say?
I just feel like he's literally in a new movie every second, which is fine with me because I love him, but it's like he must be really tired.
Yeah, go to sleep.
To
quote my friend Bethany Frankel, go to sleep!
What is that from?
Scary Island.
I'm not awake yet.
Scary Island to Kelly. Okay. But anyways. Can I just like spoil this? Like, is it okay? If you're going to watch The Guilty starring Jake John,
plug your ears.
Yeah, plug your ears. I don't think y'all care about this. So he's a call operator dealing with this woman who he's been abducted. He could tell he's going kind of crazy. So he like gets really invested in the call, and the woman's he figures out is being abducted by her husband, and like he talks to her daughter at her house because he finds her home phone number, and her daughter's like the 6-year-old, and she's like, my baby, I'm home with my baby brother, he's sleeping, like mommy and daddy left. And so Jake Gyllenhaal is trying to like rescue this woman, and then slowly towards the end of the movie, these police officers he sends to go to the check on the kids, and they're like, oh my god, and the baby you could tell is like they're completely traumatized by the sight of the baby because he's like dead.
Oh no.
And so then Jake Gyllenhaal is talking to the woman, and he realized, so he thinks that he's like, oh my god, this guy's so fucked up, like he killed his baby and now he kidnapped his wife. And then he's like,
the woman.
And the woman's like, and Oliver's better now, right? Because he had snakes inside of him and I needed to get them out, and now he's better. And it's like, oh, the woman has like a mental illness. And
it's the woman, and the husband was trying to protect the kids.
Well, yeah. So, well, no, he wasn't. Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, he wasn't trying to protect them. He was like,
so the doctor, the surgeon was the mom.
The surgeon was the mom.
The famous riddle.
The movie The Guilty is ultimately a fresh modern take on the feminist riddle.
That sounds kind of good.
Someone sent me a meme. Someone who listens to the podcast that I'm currently doing with my friend.
Against all odds, we are recording a podcast right now.
Yeah, and someone sent me a meme, and whoever you are, I hold you up and I praise you. And it was it was a tweet from someone else being like, you're in his DMs, I'm in the operating room, I can't operate on him, he's my son, I'm his mother.
That's so funny.
Yeah,
you know, that reminds me of one of my favorite categories of content, which is Munchausen's by proxy content.
I hate Munchausen's by proxy content.
Why? It's so formative to me, because I found out about it because of The Sixth Sense with Misha Bart.
Oh yeah, I guess.
Oh,
I never.
No.
What?
That feeling when the Lulus are inside out.
The Lulurish. The Lulu. Oh, what's it called again?
No, yeah, no one's talking about how
Lularoe
and Lululemon. Like, where's that doc?
Yeah,
their names sound the same.
Angela talks about something there. I will say Angela talks about that a lot. And I say, no, it's not about Lulu. I always say, he's like, okay, come on, LuLaRoe, like Lululemon, that's so crazy. And I go, it's actually about their granddaughters. It's named after their granddaughters.
Lulu, Lala, and Anna, or whatever.
Yeah, it's like, Urker.
Urker. Wait, yesterday after we had dinner and I had my walk home, it was like, I was getting so pumped. I listened to this incredible 90s inspired playlist and I was getting so pumped up. I was listening to the song that's like, you gotta give what you give. I was like, yes. I was like, I totally, I love the feeling when everyone else is out and about and you're just like in your own world and like not partaking in society in that moment.
I will say we all go through the phase where we like hear that song and get pumped up. For a lot of people, it happens at a younger age than it's happened for you.
No, first of all, it's a song that I've revisited throughout the years and you always remember what a great song.
I know, but a lot of times when people are, by the time they get to your age, they get to a place with that song where they're not pumped up by it. Because they're like, it becomes eye roll. It's like, oh my God, what am I going to get pumped up to this song again?
Well, sometimes it's still, I'm not ashamed to say that song still stirs something within this 30-year-old body.
I'm glad at your age you can still draw strength from that song because for a lot of
that
people.
That sounds amazing. If the well runs dry.
The well runs dry for a lot of people at around 25, 27.
I know. The thing is, like, I got sags. I was walking. I was like, I bet the person who wrote this song was 22 when they wrote it. And then you feel embarrassed.
Yeah, I guess.
Whole life because now I'm like obsessed with TikTok.
I'm always wondering when they do songs.
Yeah.
Do they write the notes first or do they write the words first and then figure out?
Classic question. It's different for everyone, dude. For me, I just get in the studio and I'm just like, I just like lay it down.
Because it's like, if you write the notes first, which to me makes slightly more sense, then it's like, okay, you have to be like.
That
okay,
makes this way less sense to me. Forward.
To be honest, neither make any sense to me.
Write a little song. We write songs all the time with Taylor and Lord.
Yeah, I don't like it.
Oh yeah, Pat doesn't like playing Taylor and Lord anymore.
it's too much pressure for me.
Why? Used to you know, it was fun in the early days.
In the early days.
Well, Lord has had a full frontal lobotomy, so she's not as fun. Well,
do you know that I still, and what's going on with me?
Haven't listened
to her new album, and that's the million-dollar question: is what's wrong with me?
It's just like it kind of goes in one ear out the other.
Wow.
It doesn't hold you down. It doesn't pump you up like Get What You Give.
It doesn't throw you around.
What song is even good right now? It's like,
you know what I like? You know what song I like? Kid LAROI, who's 18.
Be fucked up yep. If you live it right. That's a TikTok song.
Did you watch the video?
No, I didn't.
Watch the video because I was like,
what is it? I have to look him up now. Kid LAROI.
So
I just had grandchildren now, the way I said that.
I know. You just had grandchildren. You just birthed grandchildren.
I just double birthed. One popped one out and that phone popped another. Russian nesting dolls vibes. Okay, so this is not what I expected for this.
Yeah, so he's like 18, I found out through the internet. And he also did that song where he was like, oh, can't make a wife out of a hoe. Oh, I haven't found the words to say, I'm sorry. Which I'm like, I didn't know
he looks so young.
Isn't it kind of 2002 to be like, can't make a wife out of a hoe? You know what I mean?
Yeah, hoe is like very early 2000s. Maybe it's coming back.
Which is crazy because he wasn't even
Everything
alive.
Old is new again.
Yeah, and he wasn't even alive for that because he's 18, so he was born in 2003.
That is also because he's Australian, though, which makes me feel weird. I don't know.
Anyways, so but wait, there's a shot. The first shot of Justin Bieber in the video is so hot; it makes me feel crazy.
Wait, so Justin Bieber's in that one?
Yeah, he's in that one. And okay, they do a shot of him.
Great grandchildren have been born at this point.
Come over it.
God, this coffee tastes like so barred.
You know what I loved growing up? It was so amazing and so fun for no reason.
What?
Do you ever have that stuffed dog that had babies inside of it? It was like a Velcro. Oh my God. Okay, so it was like a stuffed animal dog, but it's like belly. To use that word,
borrow my phrase,
had a Velcro pocket and you could unvelcro it and had all these little babies.
That's kind of cute.
it was the kind of thing that, like, in the 90s was very gendered towards girls for some reason, because, like, it dealt with birth. And, like, so I didn't have one. My girl cousins had one. Mm. And, I mean, there was nothing. I mean, what was so exciting about getting one, I think, because I was, like, there when people got them for Christmas or whatever. And is that you didn't know how many babies your dog had until unvelcroed its stomach and birthed them for the dog. And so... anyways, I just was always delivering those puppies, I was at my cousin's house.
You know what's fascinating about science is that I was looking through home movies last night. I sent you that one clip. First of all, I have about 10 minutes of footage of me, like, trying to teach myself the Macarena.
Oh my God.
Do you like that little clip I sent you?
That was so funny. Yeah.
It's like, I really am not very coordinated at all. But anyways, then I found this clip where I'm probably like 3 or 4 and I have this baby doll and I'm like, mommy, I want to take my baby on a walk. And I'm like pretending I'm a mom and I'm like putting her in a stroller. And I'm like, so the baby becomes the teacher essentially. Like, why did I want to be a mom when I was the kid?
I know babies are, I know babies are addicted to like pretending they're moms.
Yeah. It's kind of, yeah.
It's so funny because Angelo's niece is like, what is she now? Like 18 months. And she used to, I would say for the last like, For a while now, she's been obsessed with like other, like babies get obsessed with other babies, but they get obsessed with them from a place of like superiority. Like they don't realize that they too are babies. Do you know what I mean? Right. Like yes. If we're somewhere, she'll point to a baby and be like, baby, baby. And it's like, girl, no offense, but you're a baby. You know what I mean?
Girl, you are not, you're going to wish you hadn't said this tomorrow morning.
Whenever you point, it's like, girl, whenever you point a finger, you're pointing 3 back at yourself and you're a baby. And maybe look in the mirror. But it's so funny. Babies love other babies, but they don't know that they are babies too. You know what I mean?
Yeah, there's also footage of me laying next to my baby brother Billy and he's crying and I'm like, look, mom, I'm a baby too. And I'm like, rah, 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 rah. Like, so desperately trying to get attention, like can't handle it. The attention is no longer on me.
Yeah.
Anyways, I want to wake up, but this coffee tastes so bad. It's my brother's, it was in his fridge. It's cold brew concentrate and you're supposed to have like half of that and then add half water or something, but it tastes,
yeah, that's very
it tastes scientific.
Oh my God, to me that's very like I'm nannying and I have cold brew concentrate in my fridge, but I don't even bother. Like, I just take a swig of it in the morning. Just like, I mean, when I think about literally 2 years ago, it's the same feeling of like, you know, when you're like in college and you sleep until like 11 and like, how did I in high school get up at like 6 a.m. and like do all that shit? That's like me thinking about 2 years ago. I used to be so driven.
No, it wasn't driven. You're making way more now. You write nonstop. When you were doing that, you never were writing anything.
I guess it's true.
But you're working so hard. Your schedule was crazy.
Anyways.
You also were dating at the same time, which is crazy.
Yeah, I was on a date every night. Just kidding.
Out on the town every night. Don't you always think like a date is little black dress, picks you up at 8?
Yeah, but that's never been my story. Happens. It never happens in real life.
Never happening. Movies.
Didn't, I guess in the 90s, people dated. And in the 90s, because you would call each other's house phones and date. And I think with the advent of texting, like for some reason, it ruined little black dress culture, pick you up at 8 culture.
It did. It totally did.
Now I don't know how or why.
You know why? Because you don't actually have to ever have a plan because everything is just like you're in constant contact.
Yeah. So it's like, don't even put on the little black dress.
I would love someone to tell me to meet them somewhere at a certain time and then not talk to them until that time.
Wait, do you know what people are obsessed with doing?
What?
People are obsessed with telling you what you actually want when you think you want a coffee. Like, people are always like, actually, like, when you think you want caffeine because you're tired, actually what you want is...
You're dehydrated.
You want a glass of water and that will actually be more effective than caffeine. Cut to me drinking a glass of water feeling absolutely nothing.
One of my most successful early stand-up bits, cut to me, I'm in what, third grade, fourth grade? I had this absolutely killer set about how the nurse Crump, shout out, who was this British woman, she never really helped. She just told you to have a sip of water and you'll be okay. And so I'd go up there, I'd say, hey guys, look at me, I'm Nurse Crump. Just have a sip of water and you'll be all right. But Nurse Crump, my leg just fell off. Have a sip of water and you'll be all right. That was such a fucking killer joke. Shout out.
The other thing people used to say, and now I honestly feel like they stopped saying it because they couldn't even say it with a straight face, is people love to be like, actually eating an apple in the morning wakes up more than having coffee.
Who has ever said that?
People were saying that maybe 3 years ago. People were saying that. And literally they felt so dumb saying that that they had to stop because they were really, really, really.
Because they felt so dumb.
They felt so dumb. And so anyways.
I'm on this like epic quest to find the jeans that are the highest waist possible. I want them to come up above my tits.
And now I'm thinking about my school nurse. Her name is Ms. Gherkin. And then my main
That's
thing
a cute little name.
My main thing I remember about her is like sitting in her office and she would go to the bathroom and have the loudest pee stream you could ever imagine. So loud. Not even coming. And I would like be annoyed, not even from a place of like I wasn't even comedically interested in it. It was just like, what is the deal? And I was like, is that how all grown-ups pee? Like so powerful. You're like,
is that what I have to look forward to?
Yeah. And you know what else I sometimes think about nurses in school? Did you just have like paper thermometers that you put in your mouth and then like a certain amount of dots would turn a different color?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, she
sounds
that.
Like a Long Island thing.
Yeah. And the other thing I think about is like once every like several years sitting in the office with like earphones on and you had to raise your hand when there was like a beep in one ear to see if you're in here. I remember that.
I had to do that recently because does anyone even know I have chronic tinnitus? Does anyone even care?
I think I might have that.
Ever since I went to Camille's pool party in second grade, I've had ringing in my ears.
Really? That sucks.
Yeah. Like, I mean, I only notice it when I'm like upstate. LOL.
That makes me think of like a movie where it's like you could see your life if you never went to Camille's.
It only bothers me when it's really quiet. But if I plug my ears, I can hear like ringing in both ears.
Sometimes one little decision can change everything.
Camille's party.
Camille's
party. Coming this fall through age 24. I'm really excited to see that due to A24, you'll be able to see that movie. This is my movie trailer for Camille's. You know, I'm really excited to see that movie about the little lamb kid.
I don't know what you're talking about when you say that.
I think you'll like it. Well, now I don't know if I know you at all because you didn't. Well, now I understand.
Well, I just can't believe with everything I've told you about like what I like.
No, I know. I guess because it was just such a, when it came out, everyone was so obsessed and I loved it so much.
But
I understand. I don't want to get into this. Can I tell you about the Lamb Kid?
Yeah.
There's a trailer for a new A24 movie called, I think, Lamb or Sheep. By the way, what's the difference? Don't tell me. I don't want to know. And it's about this couple that gives birth, or like one of their lambs gives birth to like a human. It's a half kid, half lamb situation.
Oh my God. That reminds me of that movie that came out recently that people were seeing that was about like someone like having a pig.
What's that?
It was a movie that came out with a star. I forget. There was a star in it. And I forgot which star was in this movie. But like it was like the commercial, you couldn't even tell commercial for a movie is so vintage to say commercial, not trailer. The commercial was so, I didn't get it. And I was like, what is this movie about? No. And someone was like, it's just about a guy who has a pig and he like loses the pig and goes to find it. I'm going to get 9 million DMs of like what the movie was.
Who was the star? You know what? When I start to feel upset about my career and jealous of my peers, I'm like, think about how many stars there are. How jealous must the stars be of each other?
Totally.
Like there are so many famous A-list stars. They must
stars
be.
It's so funny that we call them stars.
Even though the stars are blind.
I love that song. Don't even sing that song because I'll love it too much publicly.
I'm sorry for doing that. Stars. I know. Well, did you read that? Did I already talk about the New Yorker thing about how like because of social media, everyone's forced to be famous and it's ruining our lives? I think I did talk about that.
No, I don't think you did because I'm not hearing about it. And if you did, then guess what? I wasn't listening. I was thinking about myself.
Oh, it's hard not to do that. I get it. Basically, because we're now all like public brands, everyone's acting like they're a celebrity, myself included, because of social media. It's like, hey guys, just wanted to drop in and let y'all know like what's going on with me because I know you're probably dying to know. It's like, no, I actually don't care about anything.
I know.
It's like, I just want a nice life.
There's a lot of diseased people. I'm just playing their diseases, which
is
cool.
And I'm playing the game. I'm playing the game. What choice do I have?
I think that lately I might not be playing the game. I can't tell.
I'm playing it much less than I used to. I definitely now have my priorities straight, as they say in you know, therapeutic circles.
I did a show last night and it's like, how do I talk to anyone? I was so struggling.
Back, backstage?
There wasn't really a backstage at the show.
Well, I also feel like I don't like talking about like work stuff really. Like I don't like when people are like, so what are you working on? And I'm like, like trying to get by. You know what I mean? Like I don't, when someone tells me about, I'm like, okay, that sounds good.
Yeah.
Until yeah. Unless I'm like, I just did this thing. It just came out. Go watch it. I don't really.
Yeah.
I just want to talk about like love and food.
For some reason, you remind me, take this the right way. For some reason, you're reminding
awesome,
me.
Awesome, awesome preface.
For some reason, you're reminding me of Kelly Cloran Benson right now.
Who?
Kelly from early New York Housewives.
Oh, the one who runs in the street?
Yeah.
I actually felt like her recently because I was running down Canal Street. Like I was about to get hit by a car and I was being so annoying. But it was because I wanted my... This is so sick. It was the second time I used Strava and I was like, I want them to think like I'm good. So I was like, I better run down Canal instead of... So I was like doing it for you.
Oh my God.
I was Kelly for you on Canal.
You have to on Strava. First of all, we need to be sponsored for $1 million because all we talk about is Strava anymore.
Well, no one gives us anything really at the end of the day.
At the end of the day.
This is a thankless task at the end of the day, darling.
I can't be asked. I love I can't be asked.
When are we getting a Love Island cast member on?
I don't know.
We were in cahoots, by which I mean talks with someone who you're about to meet, Pat.
Someone who I'm about to meet.
Well, are you still watching season 4?
Oh, yes, but I took a long, long break because me and Angela were watching early New York Housewives and we got really into season 3.
That's fun.
You know, it's funny. I'm not to be pop culture whore, but I can't like, I get so stressed out for some reason. Like, my stress thing I get most stressed out and is like people like addicted to gambling in movies. It makes me so nervous for some reason. Like, Adam Sandler one? Uncut Gems. I was gonna say Unfinished Stones. And Uncut Gems, them. Like I get so nervous. I'm like, please don't, like just keep your money. I get so scared. I'm trying to watch Squid Game and I'm literally having to watch it like two, you know when something keeps stressing you out so you turn it off? I'm literally watching Squid Game 2 minutes at a time because I don't even know if this is a part of the show, but like in the first like 10 minutes there's like
gambling. I fell asleep in the middle of the first episode, but my brothers are both really liking it.
It also opens.
Let's play a Squid Game.
It opens. I don't know that song. I've never heard of it.
Let's play a love. I think it's Gaga. Let's play a love game.
Oh yeah. I didn't. To be honest, and you're an amazing singer. I didn't hear that song in what you were saying.
Let's play a Squid Game. I haven't watched it, so I don't even know if that's that applies.
I don't think it applies, and I've only seen a little bit of it, but I also like it opens on them explaining how you play Squid Game, which is this like children's game.
And I found that really confusing, actually. I think that's why I fell asleep.
I didn't understand how to play the game.
Double blessings.
I got so scared that understanding the rules of the game was going to come back to haunt me later in the show.
I felt the same way, and that's why I checked out and fell asleep, because I was like, I didn't get that.
I watched the rules of the game 3 times trying. There's one part of it I didn't quite understand, but whatever.
You know what I was going to say? My boyfriend, who I love with all my heart, he gets like, in the past, he's gotten offended if I haven't said bless you. And I'm kind of like.
That's so funny because I am. Angela doesn't say God bless you. And like, if I sneeze and he doesn't say God bless you, I literally am like, who raised you and why did they raise you? Who raised you and why did they raise you?
And for what did they raise you for?
I just can't imagine not saying God bless you to someone when they sneeze.
I don't even think of that. I'm just like, you're always like, we're next to each other all day. Like if you cough, I don't say anything. If you burp, I don't say anything. Even if you, and this is a word I don't like using.
Fart.
Thank you for doing it for me.
I
haven't shit in so long. We're all thinking it. I'm clogged.
But here's something like, well, no, I mean, I agree that like, there's no practical reason.
Right. But it's really you clinging to your Catholic roots.
Or no, it's more than, for me, it's so secular. What if I was like, for me, it's spiritual. For me, it's a religious experience.
To you, it's please and thank you.
To me, it's please and thank you, which like I don't care
to
about.
Me, it's but no
like,
hands on the table.
But because we've all agreed that it's like, oh, this is something that
may
you
God
say to someone.
Bless you.
Because of that, then when someone doesn't say it to me, I'm like, you don't care about me.
Okay. Well, I have since changed my view on it, and I do say bless you. I don't know if I come in with God.
God, goddess.
Because now that we live in a secular society, we're allowed to just come in straight with the bless.
Yeah.
And it's like whom blesses you
is none of my business.
Yeah, it's like whoever you want to be blessed by, that's who's blessing you in this moment, thanks to me. But I hope the higher
power of your understanding blesses you.
Here's what I love. One, I love God. I'm obsessed. Two, yeah. I love when people are like, I'm praying for you. I'm like, thank you. I need all the help I can get over here.
Yeah.
I love that. I love being called sweetie. I love being like, I just love it.
Yeah. You love being called. Wait. So you love. Wait.
I went A to C. I went UCB on you. I went UCB on you.
So you like when someone says they're praying for you and you like being called sweetie.
In my mind, the people who pray for you are the same people who call you sweetie.
I got my hair cut yesterday by a woman with long, wavy, jet black hair. Isn't that cool?
Sounds a little bit like your type.
Yeah, she was almost Lana Del Rey adjacent.
So kind of like rockabilly?
A category
that I don't understand, if I'm honest.
But it was like a little barber shop, and then she was kind of a glamazon in a crop top.
Was it in Greenpoint?
No, it was in Williamsburg, actually.
The second Greenpoint. Greenpoint's little sister, Williamsburg.
Truly. And, and at the end, I handed her a tip. She was like, appreciate you.
Oh, I like
appreciate
that.
You. I think she appreciate you, baby.
I love that.
I'm obsessed with her.
Warmth today.
I think she was in my dream more, last. I think she was in my dream last night.
We need more warmth today.
Yeah.
We need more warmth today. I'm going to absolutely blast our guest when she comes on because she's so late at this point. It's actually comical.
I do wonder if she'll come.
I'm
not livid, furious, mad if she does.
I'm not livid because we can still like absolutely put this out and absolutely win $1 million for making this episode. But
because yeah, this I is the episode we're submitting for the big contest for the, yeah, big, for million
the, big,
dollar
the big million dollar
pot off. The big million dollar pot off.
We remember when we actually had that really good idea for a movie that we star in.
Remind me.
The movie it's me and Pat starring. It's Romy and Michelle's high school reunion, but the twist is that Pat was closeted and I was Christian, so we have to come back and be sluts. Hi. And anyways, if you're interested in that movie idea, reach out.
Are you afraid of the glow in the dark? Well, shield your eyes because the new MeUndies Halloween just dropped. Dead. If there's one collection you don't want to ghost, it's this one. With 5 new prints to turn up the terror, you should summon them before it's too late, babe. Y'all know I go absolutely nuts for my MeUndies. They're the only underwear that actually is high enough. I love when underwear is just so, so high. I feel so safe and tucked in. And they're so soft. They're just like creamy, dreamy, squishy, soft. I adore MeUndies. So here's what I'll say. Whether you're outrunning a killer, or being abducted by aliens this Halloween, be comforted by the fact that your undies are sustainable and the softest in town. MeUndies are made from natural fibers sourced from beechwood trees, making their micromodal fabric soft, breathable, and dangerously cozy. Get your spooky season up and haunting with 5 new prints. I See You, My Boo, Tricks and Treats, Lazy Bones, and Lazy Pumpkin. Available in undies, bralettes, socks, and loungewear in sizes extra small through 4XL. There are a lot of options to consider, but make a decision quickly, babe, because there's somebody right behind you. Ooh. So basically, here's what I'm saying. MeUndies has a great offer for our listeners. So for any first-time purchasers, you get 15% off and free shipping. And MeUndies also has a promise. If you're not satisfied with any product for any reason, you can return your order for a full refund within 45 days. Adore. So to get 15% off your first order, free shipping, and a 100% satisfaction guarantee, go to MeUndies.com/seek treatment. That's MeUndies.com/seek treatment. Love ya.
Oh my God, our guest has just entered the chat and we're all thinking she's late. Does she care about us?
No, she does.
Why is she being that way?
She really does.
She better have a good ass excuse. Put your ears open for the Mrs. Dow Jones, Haley Sachs.
Woo!
Okay.
Now, what do you prefer to be introduced as, Haley Sachs or Mrs. Dow Jones?
Both are my pronouns. Both work.
I love that. I absolutely love to hear that. You look gorgeous.
Okay, so where the hell have you been?
Was it the shower? No, fully, like, didn't even see it in my cow, like, full blinked and, like, literally been looking forward to this for weeks and months and actually quite frankly years, because everyone knows that I am a day one listener. this is actually very full circle for me. You know, it's sort of like, you know, the student becomes a teacher vibes.
You know what? That is so funny you use that phrase. I used that phrase earlier in the episode. It was meant to be. Did you just light a candle?
Yes, because I'm like blessing this damn recording.
Oh my God, bless you. Yes, bless you.
And I have a crystal.
Ooh. Oh, I actually am. I can't, you know, I can never stay mad at you. I'm so happy you're here. You know, I am
really sorry though. I hate being late and it was truly like unintentional. Okay,
it was just 30
It wasn't
minutes.
Even the sort of thing where I was like, ooh, it's this time and I'm going to like push it. It was right, literally like, right. I didn't even know. And then it was like, oh my God, Haley, what are you doing? You'll seek treatment. And I was like, that's right now? Oh my God. Oh,
well, you know what? We can all be open about this. It's Monday morning at 10 a.m. That's too early. And that's not right. And we it's our fault that you were
actually, I was going to tell you that it was your fault. I didn't want to do that because it's like, you're a woman and like, I don't want to get in trouble.
Totally.
Yeah. You know, this is huge for me though. And like, honestly, I do feel like we're in a really good place as a tripod to record this because like randomly we have been like seeing each other like a few times socially, like, yeah, you feel like familiar and comfortable and like, sort of, like it has a group energy feel.
Totally. You make me laugh so hard when I see you publicly, when I see you like socially, like just like your energy and presence makes me so giddy for some reason.
I feel like I'm always looking for like a laugh with you. You know, I want to be in on the joke.
You
better not be laughing at me.
Never. No, okay. Never. You made me giggle.
Good. Wow. Good for
you.
Me.
You do look stunning. What are you wearing?
Which is shocking.
Who are you from?
Who am I from?
Who are you wearing? What's tell us the story.
Well, actually, my dog walker just saw me naked.
No.
I was like rushing to get dressed and Mystery was with me in my bedroom and he came in to get Mystery and I was like, okay, like no.
He came into your male dog walker.
They gave him a cupcake last week. So I think he like thinks like there's like no boundaries anymore, you know, but like that was.
If you give a dog walker a cupcake, he'll walk in on you naked.
He'll want to see you naked.
And if he wants to see you naked.
That classic idiom. That was on the pillow.
That classic picture book.
Yeah.
Now was it a sexually charged moment?
No, it was one that like right after it happened, I just decided like, I'm going to move past this and like not make it a thing. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
it wasn't like full naked. It was just like my jeans were a little tight. So like there was maybe like a bit of like a muffin top situation that was seen. And then like,
oh yeah.
Bra.
Have y'all ever had sex where someone's like, have you all ever had sex with your dog walker? No, are they like, they want you to like either undress yourself or they undress you and they're like, let me look at you. And you're just like the Notebook and you're just like standing there naked, like being looked at.
I never had that sex. And I'm quite frankly, I'm not interested in it.
I've had a lot sexually is like guys who like try to have sex with you first, like as their mood being like massage. Because like I'm such a massage slut, like literally anyone could, yeah, like homeless man would be like, do you want a massage? And I'd be like, absolutely. Like, you know, like that's just like, I'd take it from anyone.
Yeah.
So you're trying to get massage. My hands, just bring some oils over.
I'm going to go back to that place in Williamsburg to get massaged again soon. And I just hope the man tries to have sex with me for once this time. I hope the same guy as last. The guy last time was, I went to, so hot.
Did he try to do anal?
He didn't even try to do anal. Literally, this is how hot he was. When I see the underwear I was wearing during the massage, I get horny now because I think about the massage. And I can't.
I love that. Were they just like sexy massage underwear?
It's funny. I mean, they were these kind of blue, like New Balance, like athletic, like briefs, boxer brief type things, but short boxer
like
briefs.
Sweat wicking.
It definitely was horny, but.
It's so rare to get so turned on. In a new way. Like, I think life is about clinging to those moments until you find the next one.
Yeah. What's crazy. Yeah. Because massages are crazy. It's like sometimes I'll climb up on the table and like spread out your legs to try to be stretching out your groin. You know what I mean?
Once I like thought that I was like having like a sexual moment in a massage because he was like massaging my stomach, which like, okay, that's
your
just
pussy,
go down a little. Yeah. Literally.
Your stomach is your pussy, canonically.
Yeah. Like, that's
my stomach's
actually,
the weight of my pussy. Am I right, girls? So he rubbed
my stomach out, and then after it was over, I was like, yeah, that was fun. And he was like,
that was fun.
he was like blessings, stay near a toilet. Like
What?
Because I was going to say, it does sound like he's trying to get a baby to poop a little bit.
Yeah, he would. That's
I would love if someone did that to me. I need to poop. And I am a little baby girl.
Yeah, you are a little baby.
Wait, so Haley, it's time to dive right in.
To be like, so both of you are freaking crushing it. Like, I can't even handle. I'm a huge fan of Hacks. So like, and also, I just want to say, as someone who was like day one listener of this pod and like, what's it called? Like first time caller, like long time listener. Like that's how I feel about being friends with both of you. Cause I'm like long time fan, like new friend. And it's just really cool to see like how your careers are progressing. Cause both of you are putting out such great work and you inspire me.
Haley, hush. You know, becoming friends with you was one of the highlights of my year because you,
we had some good time.
We were DMing and all of a sudden we're on a walk together. And all of a sudden I was like, have I known this girl my whole life? I felt like I'd known you my whole life.
Well, you know when you're connected to someone when you both want to get a big water. That's it's my true. Culture.
We both like, we're both holding 2 liter Evians, like walking from the West Village to the East Village. And I'm like, this girl is my blood relative. Now tell me this. Tell us this. It's time that we have to dive in. Yeah, who were you? Who are you? And who do
and
you
want to be?
Okay, who was I? I was like, okay, so I grew up on the Upper East. Like Blair Waldorf vibes, except was like tragically like overweight. But not even tragically, because I think it just makes you stronger. And I know this is a safe space to talk about like childhood obesity.
It definitely gives you a personality. There's no doubt.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
If nothing else.
If nothing else. And I was also just like, you know, it takes time for like your pieces to come together. Like that's why it's like boring. People are always the ones who are successful at the beginning, like of their lives, because it's like, there wasn't that much to come together. It wasn't that complicated. You know,
the puzzle was placed.
Right? Yeah. The puzzle was
first time
pieces.
It was like a dog. Let's face it. It was a puzzle for babies.
Yeah. ages 2 to 4.
Yeah. It was an ages 2 to 4 puzzle.
And mine was more like advanced.
So no, ours are 1,000 piece.
Ours are puzz 3D. You're building up.
Mine's like you didn't even see the picture.
Yeah, mine, you didn't even have a picture.
You just have to go on colors. Okay, I think we did the puzzle joke like really well. Love that analogy.
So how did you build your puzzle and when did it come together? When did you put a gloss over it and say, I'm going to hang this up, actually. I'm not going to put it back in the box. I'm going to
show off this
puzzle. Hanging a puzzle up is
keep
is
the metaphor so, going.
It's yes, so deeply hanging. I will say, hanging a puzzle up is so deeply sad to me.
I can't imagine.
Do you know anyone who does that?
I've never done a puzzle. My brain doesn't work that way.
I mean, I can.
Yeah, no,
I can,
that was something really annoying for me during COVID. Like my sister was like so into puzzles, and I was just like,
yeah, my what? Mom's a puzzler. Brian's a puzzler.
Doing a puzzle, it's just looking for things. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but my brain, like,
it's so frustrating.
Brian would be like, just turn it around and then you see how it fits. And I was like, no, like, I didn't even see that though. Like, it's.
Oh, really? That's interesting. I guess it's a spatial reasoning thing.
I guess if y'all know about how to fix spatial reasoning. What can someone give me an example of spatial reasoning that's not puzzles? Because I want to see if I'm good or bad at it.
I guess.
Can someone here do that?
maybe like parking.
Oh, I can't parallel park.
I can't either, actually. But I can do puzzles. So maybe they're two different skills. Maybe parallel
parking. Really hot people don't know how to parallel park. Oh, actually, my boyfriend's really good at it.
My boyfriend's really good at it, too, actually.
And they're both erotic people.
Yeah.
Okay, wait. So,
Haley, are you single or partnered?
I'm a Watson. I'm in a relationship with myself. No, I am single.
You're what?
I'm manifesting my husband. He's coming.
I love that.
My life coach told me to think about like walking down the street, like holding hands with him.
Oh, that's sweet.
I thought you meant your life coach told you was a man and told you to imagine yourself walking
down the
street.
Her life coach watched it on her naked.
And then was like, imagine me holding your hand next time.
Camila Cabello like dated a dating coach.
Really?
Oh, I didn't know that.
Before dating Shawn Mendes.
I just saw the craziest video of Shawn Mendes that I'd never seen before, where he says the phrase that he feels more himself now that instead of wearing Chelsea boots, he's been wearing like Converse.
I mean, it's not the craziest thing I've ever heard.
It's so good. I'm going to send it to y'all after this. It's so funny.
That was like in an interview, like a deep take.
Yes, yes. Okay. My friend showed it to me.
The term dating coach is such a red flag. It's not even funny. Like, dating coach, I mean, it's like, it implies like pickup artist-y vibes of like,
yeah,
this is how you talk to people and trick them mm-hmm. into like being near you. And it's like,
you're tricking.
It's like, how about be a person? My biggest yeah. thing to all dating coaches out there is, how about be a person? For how about that for coaching advice? Wait, oh. So who are you? So you grew up on the Upper East.
Grew up Upper East, like whatever, like had like two sisters who were born over 3 years. Like it was like chaotic, like vibes. And then I did like full Lori Loughlin. Like I got into college for rowing.
And oh no way.
But it wasn't like fake vibes. Like I did row all 4 years, but
yeah, it sounds like Lori's vibe.
I know, but like I am connected to that story because, like, you know, I'm a true rower, and like it was really upsetting, you know, to hear that someone would like join the team and then not like see it through.
I don't understand what rowing is. How do you get into rowing?
You would have been rower vibes, Kat.
How do you know who's good at it? You know what I mean?
Because yeah, like what like, you can do.
How do you
know who's like, on the boat?
How do you know who's like contributing the most power to the row?
That's so true. I mean, like, the thing is like you will literally.
Sorry, don't they choose a certain amount of people to be like in the boat? Like you're yeah, top seven, you're in the boat, and so it's
does
like,
it matter how much you weigh?
Not for girls, but like the guys like have such bad eating disorders.
I could never partake in anything that required me to like weigh myself before. That would
they're
be
so my, they're so their culture is so my fitness pal. It's oh my so God. White. It's so
I hate that. It's like boiled chicken. Yeah. There's nothing worse than that. I'm glad society is kind of starting to get over that.
I know, I'm so over dieting. Like I accidentally like catfished this nutritionist. Like I was like, yeah, I want to work with you. And then he was like Kat texting me. And then I had to literally, my same life coach was like, you need to communicate with him that you do not want to do this because like, you're not being straightforward. And like, that's not what we do in our life coaching practice.
Oh my God.
So it was like Upper East Side vibes, like whatever, went to Wesleyan, like fucking crushed it. Was like, finally for the first time, like had so many friends and was just like feeling really good. And like, really left college on cloud nine being like, okay, like it was like the era of like Mindy Kaling and Lena Dunham and like all those women. And I was like, okay, me. And it was also the era of like Harvey Weinstein, like not being caught yet. So I was like, Harvey's waiting for me, like fully, like he's like so excited that I graduated. Like I felt like he was going to like welcome me with open arms to Hollywood.
Goals.
Goals. Then I landed in New York City, which...
Wait, so you want to be like a actress?
I want to be like a... Yeah, I want to be like a one-stop shop, which like ultimately I am as what like...
Content creator.
Yeah.
Content creator. And then...
A comic personality with sex. Yeah.
Like writing her own
with pizzazz.
Stuff. Yeah. Pizzazz. But I was also, while I was at college, I was best friends with this guy, Jack, and he... worked for Casey Neistat, who was like sort of like the first YouTuber. And we were both in film school together.
I feel like everyone's the first YouTuber. You know what I mean?
Everyone's the first YouTuber.
I don't know anything about YouTube. Except I love content.
Like I didn't really either. Like, but then you like meet a friend like Jack to be like, no, it's legit. Like, no, mm-hmm. like this is like a real like thing that people do. So it was like, okay, I wanted to be like Famous Amos, like writing my own stuff, like oh being funny vibes.
I love Famous Amos Ricky so much. When I was little,
they are better famous. Than you think they'd be.
They're so good. It's crazy. Are they
still around? Take them over a tape?
What'd you say?
Would you take them over a tape, Cookie?
Yeah.
I wouldn't. But you know what I can't have? I can't have cookies without milk. I need to dunk it, because I like wet food forever.
Me too.
Oh my God. I love that for you, girl.
Oh my God.
Were you like dating in college or were you like just business bitch?
I wasn't like business bitch, but I was like so social that like I feel like I wasn't like dating. Like I was more just like, cause I was like film studies, but I was also like, I was like loved being like multi-hyphenate. Like I was like,
okay, like
I'm like so like art school, like film school, like. Like cinema verite, like 3-point lighting, and then also being like, boom, I'm up at 5. I'm freaking like rowing. You know what I mean?
That's crazy. Oh, yeah, that is crew. People will wake up at like 5.
Weren't you so tired all the time? Did you party?
I did party, but it was honestly sort of nice though to have rowing as like, because I feel like I would have gone so like Wesleyan, yeah. The culture was so like, class is over, like let's do like heroin, just kidding, not heroin, but like any drug. And like,
yeah,
so it was nice to be able to be like, I would love to, like, you don't get it, like I want to do it so bad, but like I have to go to practice.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like never like having to be like loser about it, but be just like almost like, right. Oh, like soon though, I swear.
So you graduate, yeah. You're in New York City, you know a YouTuber, what's next?
So I know a YouTuber, I'm working at David Letterman.
What are you doing for Letterman?
I'm a page. So I didn't even go near the NBC page program, but I feel like that one's pretty like refined and chic. And like David Letterman sort of like was like a bit more like rough around the edges. But loved it and was at that time also like starting UCB and doing stand-up. And I met Pat, who's my best friend. I have a best friend named Pat Cat Montrebag as well. I have one. and we would like create so much content together. And I had a YouTube channel. I started a YouTube channel called First World Problem Solutions. And actually went viral for a video called Fun Armpit Hairstyles for Summer.
Oh my God.
It was like,
what year was that?
I know. Like 2014.
Okay.
Like
ahead of her time.
That was, yeah. That was definitely a certain era of YouTube.
Yeah.
Yeah. And just like of like boldness. Like there was no like reason for me to have made that video, which sort of like will come back in my story. You know, like what is like, are we doing things just for attention or are like we doing things with intention?
Totally.
What I did there.
Is that, oh, so that's yeah, interesting.
So basically I was doing comedy. So with UCB, I think it probably was so fun. Yes. And, but I would like, I like tried to do the whole thing of like, okay, we're doing our meetup in Midtown with coach who like is like a waitress and like also doing the coaching. And like, it would be like first 20 minutes, like everyone's late, like talking to her about her dating life. And then like, you did like one Herald and, yeah. And it was just like such a waste of time, you know?
Yeah.
And I was like, no, like this is not going to get me where I need to go. Like, I can't do this. So then I would do stand up. I really liked stand up, but I also really didn't like talking so much about my life. Cause I sort of felt like I was like almost doing things for the story.
Yeah.
Like it was like bad for my self-esteem. Like I was
where
like,
were you doing stand up?
Like, oh, like everywhere. Like
open mic.
The first time I did stand up was at like open mic Satay, like two boots, Caroline's. I would do Caroline's a lot.
Uh-huh.
But with stand up too, there were two things for me that like were a bit hard, which was like, one, the time commitment, like putting so much time into going to the open mics and then like you really only got like 5 minutes and like just didn't feel like a good ROI. And then also the like
a good what?
Return on investment.
Fuck, I can't believe I knew, you know what, I can't believe I even knew at all what that stood for. Let's fucking go.
I know, okay. I knew too. It was cool that I knew.
I'm
too.
Proud of you both.
It was cool. That was cool
that we all knew.
People don't know that we all know that acronym. We're business.
So
I'm incorporated, grow up.
So you're like liking stand up, but it's not like an ROI. How do you make?
No, but I'm like, I like love being on stage. I love performing. It's so like what I'm meant to do, like connect with an audience, like have a voice, like have a perspective. Like I was so happy, but I was also like, I don't know if like this is for me, like, especially at that time too, I feel like all like the female comedian, like I didn't know Kat Cohen yet. Like it wasn't like,
didn't even know herself, honey.
The girl, it was like, so like, I got my period in my boyfriend's mouth and then I farted. And then, you know,
that's hilarious.
I mean?
Like, that's really funny. You should write that down.
What was I going to say?
It was like mortifying to like say things like that. Like I was like, ooh, like who am I? Like this is not like mood.
It wasn't mood for you.
And then simultaneously, like my job at Letterman had ended and I was working the front desk at SLT, which was a Pilates studio
for models.
Like Olsen twins go to for models.
Oh, and really?
Building the YouTube channel, like being like the worst employee, like literally ordering Thai food to the Pilates studio Carly Kloss is like in a plane, like eating pad thai, like editing my YouTube channel. Like there'd be like a computer there, like a desktop, and I'd like have like my Lacy drive out and like my big computer, like editing like my new hit like video about like, I don't know, like a tour of John Belushi's grave in Martha's Vineyard or like something really like fucked up. And like the comic ideas were just outstanding.
Wait, what's the Lacey Drive again? Is it that orange? Is Lacey Drive that orange thing?
Yes, yes.
Those are such a
the
thing.
The orange.
Are they still around?
Such a thing.
They were a huge part of my like 20s.
They actually are. I think that they're like grandfathered in.
Yeah.
People, they were a huge part of my life.
They were a part of my life for like for my day job when I was like 24. But I don't like get them still to this day. And I don't think I've ever used one in my personal life.
I don't know what that is at all.
I feel like now we're so cloud. We're so cloud.
Yeah, ROI. I'm sorry. ROI.
ROI, cloud, Lacey Drive, etc. It's a pipeline.
So then you're thriving.
So then I'm basically like, I keep making content really consistently on YouTube, but like there's not really like a heart to it or a brand to it. But I'm like being Bethany Frankel about it regardless. Like I'm like selling t-shirts around it. Like I'm selling like shirts to people that say like spicy mayo on them. And like, so it's like really like spicy mayo.
I love spicy mayo.
I wear your pants so often, especially because you gave them to me when I just gained like a bunch of weight and nothing fit me. And I was at your house and you were like, take some of these Mrs. Dow Jones sweatpants. And I was like,
they look so good on you.
I got so many compliments. They saved my life. I didn't have to buy new made
ones. It was like a fun color for you too.
I have two pairs. Them. Yeah, I have I one that says, one says angel on the butt and one says assets.
I want assets. One, especially as we approach these cooler months. But wait, what was I going to say?
We got to get you a sweatsuit.
Okay, here's my deal with mayo and chipotle mayo and spicy mayo. Is like when you say to people or a famous thing of like, it's impossible to buy a good chipotle mayo. People love to be like, well, this, did I already talk about this? I did. Yeah. How it's a hole in the industry.
Yeah.
No, it literally is. I agree with you. Like, the Stonewall Kitchen one is trashed. Like all the ones.
Yes,
really,
exactly.
Like, there's no way to replicate the one that you get delivery or like
the one that you get in the ramekin. We need ramekin, ramekin level.
Is ramekin the little mayo cup?
Ramekin's like the little silver tin.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
That you dunk those tasty fries in.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Oh, though, yeah. Yum. Or if you're like getting sushi. So I was like, definitely like trying to figure things out. The like my YouTube wasn't really growing, but I was like really loving me. I love making content. I went from the job at SLT to babysitting a kid named Winthrop on the Upper East Side.
Oh my God.
And meanwhile, like during all of this, I'm not really like caring about money, right? Like I'm not like, I'm being a dumb bitch about everything. Like I'm haven't even thought about like anything for the future. I'm basically waiting for a windfall. I'm like, whatever. Like, I'm gonna just like get rich one day. It will just happen in one day. Like, someone's just gonna give me a check. Like, that'll just be it. Like, so paycheck to paycheck's not even funny. And like, literally, and also like not knowing my worth at all. Like, you know, like with Winthrop making like no money, whatever.
Not knowing your worth with Winthrop is one of the
Winthrop needed to be giving you our money.
When you name your kid Winthrop, it's like, what do you think you're doing there? Like, you think that's going to help them or
Winthrop
them?
Is like literally that literally it's the rich girl's like little brother from
Downton Abbey, but
As Told by Ginger.
Oh,
the blonde boy.
As Told by Ginger. I was at a bookstore this weekend and I got Angus Thongs.
Oh my God. And Full Frontal Snogging. That book. That I don't know that.
Such a good one.
You know that my brothers always would make fun of me and be like, you love As Told by Ginger. And I'm like, no, I don't. I don't love As Told by Ginger. And then finally, like literally in the last 3 years, I've like been like, guys, guess what? Yeah. I loved As Told by Ginger and I still do.
They punch you in the face.
And it's such a, honestly, like that's a good like vibe though to like.
Totally.
Like it was so much cooler to like that than like Eliza Thornberry.
I know.
But then she was like edgier.
They always claim, my brothers, that I liked Brace Face, which is, I talked about this already in the pod.
I liked Brace Face.
I didn't really like Brace
Face.
I
never watched that.
So I didn't like it. Similar to As Told By. But my brothers were like, no, you liked that too. And I'm like, no, I didn't. I just watched that. I didn't like it. And like, I'm in a place now where I'm ready to admit, like, I loved As Told by Ginger. Like, I'm so comfortable with who I am today. But I'm not saying that about Brace Face because I didn't like Brace Face. And they won't let me get away with it. They won't believe me.
That's hard.
Anyways.
I liked Ren and Stimpy. Did you like them?
No. And I wasn't allowed to watch them for some reason.
I didn't like that at all. It was like very edgy. It was very like boy blowing his nose.
Yeah.
So boy blowing his nose.
So boy blowing his nose and like leaving it on his desk and you being like,
yeah, like, why being, are you like, fucking gross like that? About it.
Yeah. Yeah, boys are so disgusting when they're little. I mean, so are girls, but
no, they're grosser.
It's just it's hard. It's hard when you're putting that puzzle together to bring it all back. So then how did you become the Mrs. Dow Jones?
Yeah, wait, and
so
who are you now? You didn't know your worth with Winthrop.
Didn't know my worth with Winthrop, and also like didn't just know my worth in general, and then got this opportunity to work at Above Average, which was like the the digital production company of like Lorne Michaels.
Was it Above Average that said we were too niche, Pat? Or remember we auditioned for that thing?
That was Above Average that said we were too niche.
Yes. Does Above Average still exist? I just want to shout out to them.
I don't know, but I like talk about them in a lot of interviews. So I feel like they could like sue my ass, but whatever. Like they are a big part of my journey. So anyways, so I've been like basically looking outside of my, like I was really like self-reliant to that point, like churning out this content, whatever. I'm trying to make things happen on my own. And like, then I got this like amazing opportunity where I was a creative social resident at Above Average. And it felt like the Harvey Weinstein thing to bring it back, where it was like, wow, like they're going to open the doors to the industry for me. That phrase
hasn't aged well. Yeah.
It really hasn't. But it was like, we're going to get you headshots by the woman who like does the pictures for SNL. We're going to introduce you to like every person who's an agent. And like,
every person who's an agent. Yeah. So this is a person who's an agent. I identify as a person first, and then who's an agent second. I'm getting excited listening. I'm like, oh my god, I want to be a social resident above average.
Social resident. I mean, at this point,
it was so cool, and like, I honestly, while I was there, so I like learned a lot about like professionalizing my content, first of all, like respecting your audience, like making sure things like look really good and like really thought out. And like, I also like, it sort of put to use all the stuff that I learned at UCB, because like I went through like, you know, all four levels, was in like advanced whatever, but like never was like committed to the lifestyle of like I said, like the Midtown West culture of like going to the
McNally studio. Jackson's or whatever it's called. Yes, what's it called? Yes.
McNally Jackson. I was definitely way too committed to the lifestyle.
And like
the lifestyle, just, like,
yeah. And so I went all in on that. But the first day that I was there, I remember them like sitting us down and being like, okay, like, do you want health insurance? Like, what's the vibe with like 401k contributions? Like, da da da. And I was like, just trying to play it cool. And I was like, like, for sure. Yeah. Like,
they were like, you're not answering us, sweetheart.
Yeah. I was like, I'm sorry. I just like have to go to the bathroom. And so then that night I went home, because I was like, I don't want to be a dumb bitch, and looked up like some of this stuff on YouTube, like, you know, just basic employment terms like that I've never heard of or learned before, like 401k, what's a health savings account, what does it mean to like withhold, you know, part of your salary for taxes, like, you know, getting paid, like just all of these, like, you know, every, like the business under the hood, because I've just been being paid like under the table by Winthrop's mom, like cash, or like SLT was pennies. That was just like, whatever, like a check that, you know, who cares. And like, same with David Letterman, they paid us like literally, I think, like below minimum wage. So it just, and it's not like Above Average was paying me much either, but it just felt like, okay, I'm at a company now. Like, I was just taking it so seriously. Like, I would do the whole thing where I was like, first one in is the hottest. Like, I was just so committed to the job. Yeah. So here's what I want you to know at this point. I'm really committed to Above Average. I'm really like, I'm giving it my all. Like, I'm literally like, this is my whole life, like making them the content, like just like was so excited to be there. Stop doing like all my other shit, was just like, I'm all in on this. Okay. Didn't hedge my bet, didn't have multiple streams of content or whatever. And I also was like, now there was like the seed planted in my mind. Oh, so then I looked up all these terms, and the people who were telling me about them on like YouTube or whatever were really boring white guys who have like whiteboards. Like, it was so lame. And there were like 32 minute YouTube videos that were like, just like, I guess explanatory, but just such a snooze and not cool. And also like, I didn't want to be them. And then I went to sort of like, look if there was like any like women who I could look at. And they were so, you know, like the girls in high school who were so like pencil case and like perfect handwriting and just like, everything's like together. And like, I don't know, like, not my friends, like just were and so unrelatable to me. I was not that person at all. So I was like, cool, I can either be like that or I can have this like boring guy teach me. So I was like, interesting. I'm interested in this, but I'm just going to stay really focused on above average, 'cause like, that's what I'm doing. So, then above average fired all of us. So it was supposed to be an 18-month residency, and 6 months in, they let us all go because they were losing, Catherine, they were losing so much money. They were, whenever we got like a viral video, we would celebrate at Benihana, which is really fun, but
Benihana's
like low-key
Benihana.
Expensive.
Yeah, it's really
expensive. It's so fun, but it's like actually like an $80 meal.
Wait,
like,
I cannot
believe
it's not
like a like, chill place to go.
I love that that's, they had to lay off not because of like production value, you were like revenue stuff. It was like, we've just been having way too much Benihana and we were all hard.
They went through the profit and loss and they're like, you guys are losing a lot on Benihana.
That is LOL. Wait, so, wow.
But
so
it was also when I joined
months.
Above Average. Well, it's also when I joined Above Average, like I remember my interview being like, I'm so genuinely being like, I'm just so excited to finally be making content for an audience, because I've been trying to build an audience, but like there wasn't really a heart to what I was doing at First World Problem Solutions. It felt very like one-off or like not like grounded in like, you know, an ethos or a point of view.
Yeah. Wait, and I'm sorry. What year is this? I'm sorry to interrupt. What year is this?
Maybe like 2016.
Yeah. There was that time where it was like those were the jobs you kind of wanted, was like a lamp above average, like a College Humor or something like these, like things that weren't necessarily TV because they felt more attainable. And like, you're like, because also you are like doing this like gig life. You're always living paycheck to paycheck. Mm-hmm. And you like see those people with those jobs and you're like, oh,
they're getting paid to be funny.
Exactly.
Yeah. They're getting paid to like,
and they were like celebrities. Like they were,
it felt like, oh, finally I'm having a break, you know, because it'd been such a grind, which I know you guys can relate to. And and I was like so happy to finally be able to like put my career in someone else's hands and be like, great, Jesus, take the wheel. Jesus took the wheel and drove it right into a ditch. Just kidding, Carrie Underwood, and also people who believe in Jesus, aka me. I love God. You know, and so literally that week I started Mrs. Dow Jones, because I was like, immediately I was like, I'm not doing this again. I'm not going to like go gravel for a job at Comedy Central
at Winthrop LLC.
Yeah, Winthrop LLC, or like another one of these like digital like production houses that like are going to pay me nothing, take all my ideas and like make me just like feel like shit.
Yeah.
And also like this
stuff
is
stuff me full of Benihana.
Stuff me full of Benihana. And also I'm like, I actually don't know if it's my vibe to be talking about myself. Like, I was like, I feel like I have this voice and I really have something to say, but I want to use it for good. And money has been a sore spot for me, a pain for me forever. Like, yeah. I've never felt confident, or like people think, oh, Mrs. Dow Jones, she must have like grown up having hustling lemonade stands and like investing that money, or like, you know, like she had like, you know, a Girl Scout cookie, which is really just like an MLM, like selling those cookies. It's not talked about enough.
And, that's so good.
But it's like, no, I was like, I was just fully like ignoring, felt shame, felt insecure, putting it off, like looking for anyone else again to take control of my life, to take control of my finances. Yeah. And it was when you like, when I was really like thinking about like, what is my wound? Like, what is like actually like the deepest thing for me, which is always where the best stuff comes from. It's where the comedy comes from. That's where like the brilliant stuff comes from. It was like around money. And so I create that week, literally that week, I was up like all night, every night with this guy, Adrian, who still works with me. And we like were like editing this, you know, like we were like, I created this like Snapchat show around financial news that then I like pitched to them and I think they passed on, or maybe they like bought it. That sort of started things because right away there was interest in what I was doing.
You saw a hole and you filled it.
Which in retrospect, yes, but like it wasn't that calculated at all. It was like came from such just like a truthful emotional place mm-hmm. where I was like, I really need this. I think that this is like how I can actually learn about money. And then this is how I can help other people too, because I'm sure if I feel like this, other people do too. And like, cause all that I've ever wanted was like to connect with people. Like I love people. I love having an audience. I love like, you know, being able to have a positive impact. And I think that's why it was really important for like there to be a value-based like essence to what I devoted my life to.
Yeah,
totally. I think what you do is so important too, because it's like we learn all this stuff in school, but no one tells us here's like, you have to do your taxes and here's all the things you need to know. Mm-hmm. And especially like all of us are like freelancers and essentially like owning our own companies and trying to make a bunch of different jobs work. And it can get so confusing and overwhelming. And I've had many conversations with my parents where they're like trying to explain stuff to me. And I feel so stupid that I didn't know any of this. And I'm like, how did I miss, like there's major gaps in my knowledge when it comes to taking care of my finances. So I think it's really,
people always feel like that's the stupid thing is like people always feel stupid. And then literally I'm like, wait, why do you feel like, stupid is like if someone's explaining something to you and you don't get it, I guess. But like, no, but like, or like you've been like in class for a while learning it. And then it's like, I don't even know what is even stupid, but it's like, this is literally not even
our new segment. What is stupid?
What is even stupid?
What is even stupid?
Stupid. But like, it just was never, it was never even touched on. And yet it, but it's a huge part of your wellness. Like, financial wellness is the same, I think needs to be put on the same plane as like physical or emotional wellness. And if you think about it, like we all therapists or whatever for, you know, better help. I'm sure there's a code for thirsting treatment with better help. Like, you know, we sure are so easy to get access to that help or like physical wellness. You can like join a gym or there's a million things on YouTube or like how to like, you know, meditate or tone or whatever. But there's not that much accessibility around finance and like a way in that is actually like fun and empowers you. Like that also really upset me about a lot of like the women who were in this space were like, A, it was like a lot about saving, which, you know, in order to grow wealth, you have to actually learn how to invest. It's not about like penny pinching. There's a floor to how much you can cut from your budget, but there's no ceiling to how much you can make. So it's like we really need to be empowering people to like think bigger, think about multiple revenue streams, like try to get raises, like, you know what I mean, rather than being like, oh, buy a crock pot, don't get a gel manicure. Like that was just so like unappealing to me. I was like,
at the same time, buy a crock pot and don't get a gel manicure.
I got powder dip.
Oh, that's a good call.
Doesn't it look good?
Okay, wait. It's a good color.
I have two questions for you. One, who do you want to be? Where do you see Mrs. Dow Jones going? And two, how can people who are listening start learning from you when it comes to their finances?
Okay, so who am I now? Is I'm a financial pop star. I built an amazing business around making finance cool and like sort of switching the flip on how people view what it means to be good with money and making it super easy and accessible to get the help you need and the knowledge you need to live the life that you want. And also like fun, you know, like if you like seek treatment, then you'll like be obsessed with my course, which just dropped. It's called Start Here. It is the ultimate money 101. It teaches you everything you need to know to manage your personal finances and also gives you access to this worksheet called the Money Book, which is incredible. It has like all these really amazing formulas in it and like literally spits out a budget for you, creates a debt payoff plan, will teach you how much your emergency fund should be, gives you financial goals. Like it, every question is answered so that you can then have a firm financial foundation and like actionable financial goals to work towards. I'm really proud of it and excited.
That's amazing.
I think it's so cool, especially for people who are living in New York. It can be so daunting. And I know a lot of people on the pod ask, like, you know, I want to live in New York or I want to move, but it is so expensive. And I think having a plan like that could be really helpful.
Huge. And also you get access to the community, which is like the best part, because, you know, it's like, so a lot of people don't talk about money with their friends, but like, you know, you need people who can like cheer you on, who can be like, someone posted in our Facebook group the other day about like, oh, I didn't get the new iPhone because like, I realized Apple from like doing all this work is not like a product, like that is not like a value-based purchase for me. And actually I really like going to Disney World. So I'm going to use that money instead of going to Disney World. And I was like, yes, queen. Like, that's so good.
Whatever.
And they're like, and no one try to contact me because I absolutely do not have a phone. Thank you.
I'm in Disney. I'm stuck in it's a small world going around and around. No one can reach
without me. Access to email.
So if people want to take the courses, they follow you on Insta or where on your website.
Just go to financescool.com.
Oh, sexy. And then so who
you still want to perform, I'm assuming.
I want to go like on tour. Like I want to do Goop summits, like get everyone. Like I feel like there's so much power in community and like in empowering people like in person.
Well, it's interesting because people are weird talking about money. So I think the more you can get people talking, mm-hmm. the better.
And I want to like do it and like have like you guys there, like make it like the most fun weekend. But I really just want
to
like,
hey, we'll come to your group summit.
I'll definitely come to your summit.
I want to do more courses and I want to have the number one financial talk show on TV. Cause I think the same way that you talk about like that people aren't comfortable really speaking about money, there's also a real hole on television for like an approachable host who's like super fun, but also can be like, okay, what movie are you promoting? And also like, what was your biggest mistake that you made like early on with your finances? Like, you know, what's right. like your, like, what are you working towards? Like what, you know, like asking like this, why do we not talk about this?
When I was
one of mine would be joining Equinox and never going, not even once.
When I was little, I used to love to watch Susie Orman just like, because I thought she was fierce kind of.
She was your As Told by Ginger Vibes.
Yeah, it was my two favorite shows.
Wait, so do y'all feel hot today?
I do. I got a haircut yesterday that I needed, and my hair shape was really stressing me out for months, I would say. And so I guess I do feel hot. I don't feel hot for a reason I don't want to say. And
which is powerful.
And I think like I'm deciding what I want to do. I'm deciding what I want to do with my time after this. Do I want to write or do I want to get a little bit more sleep or do I want to run now or do I want to run?
I would say don't go back to sleep. You'll regret it.
I know.
Take care of yourself.
Guard your heart. I know. I will
guard and protect your heart.
No, if I don't sleep, I'll either run or write, but I don't know. I mean, if I don't run now, I'll run after work, I guess. I don't know, but whatever.
I do feel hot today because I have my new mic stand set up and I'm in my new apartment.
Wow.
Haley?
I do feel hot today because I'm with two hot people and also because like I did a juicy workout this morning.
Yes. I have to say this. First of all, I'm sorry that I have to leave. Are y'all mad at me because of that?
Late. I'm really sorry.
No worries.
I can never be mad at you, Haley. I simply adore you and I'm so grateful to have you on and we'll talk. What are you doing later? We'll talk.
I mean, I'm always trying.
Pat, are you mad at me?
I'm absolutely not.
But are you mad at me that I asked you to watch It Follows?
Yeah.
Okay.
But we worked past it. I could have watched a different movie in that time.
Fair enough. But it is a kind of a cultural reference. Oh my God, look, it's Mystery.
Oh my God.
Mystery, are you mad at me?
Mystery is mad at you. He's like, where is she? I thought we were friends.
Oh, he's so cute. You.
This little monkey.
Okay, I love y'all and thank you.
I just want to say that I am one of both of you because you haven't taken my course yet.
I'm gonna take it.
I actually need help.
Yeah, I need you both to take it.
I'm always emailing my accountant being like, I don't get anything you're saying to me.
Yeah, girl, I'm sure.
And that's my claim to fame. All right, live, laugh, love y'all. Stay real, stay raw, stay normal, stay awesome, stay sexy, stay fabulous, stay fun, stay party.
Wow.
Yes. And stay ready. And stay rich. Ready, of
and stay ready. And
stay rich.
And stay rich, bitch. Mwah. Mwah. Love y'all.
Love y'all.
See
treatment if you're boring as fuck. See treatment if you're unlucky enough.